joined by Bill Wodarczyk, who is CEO of Fox Run at Orchard Park. First things first, Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. And how about yourself personally? Let's go there. What kind of steps have you had to take as someone who is in charge of running a facility like the one you do?
You know, it's strange because as I was just having this conversation the other day with someone, as I drive to work, it just feels like another day, except traffic is a lot lighter. And I guess working at a community where we're all considered essential employees, in that regard, going to work every day hasn't changed much other than I'm here pretty much every day now and trying to take whatever steps we need to protect our community. But outside of that, it's really just been a lot of work and not a lot of home time.
Yeah, and in regard to the work part first, we'll go there. What you've had to do hasn't changed, but the way you do it has. So a lot of the personal interaction with, I'm guessing, between some of the staff members has decidedly changed?
Absolutely. So on our campus, we almost had to do this in two phases. Because we have a health center, we had to follow the instructions from Department of Health and the governor's executive order. So I don't know if you know much about Fox Run, but we have our health center, we have assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing. But the rest of our campus is independent living. So there's about 320 residents that live on campus. It's almost like a college campus for seniors. And we have about 200 employees. So just to kind of set the stage a little. But starting with our health center, that was phase one. It was complete lockdown. So no visitors unless it's in a unfortunate end-of-life situation. But staff, as they come in the door, they have to have their temperature read. They have to answer a questionnaire about their health. How are they feeling? Any symptoms? Have they been around folks with symptoms? And that's just to be able to get to the time clock and punch in. Everyone has to wear masks. So we're taking the necessary protocol. Everything's cleaned after you touch it. We're constantly wiping down. But now the interaction on campus with other staff and our community members is just so different now as what I would have described as an active community with a lot going on. We've had to scale back quite a bit. And social distancing makes things challenging, but we're able to get through it. We're fortunate that we haven't had to lay anyone off because we're essential, but we've had to reroute some of those staff members that may perform one task every day to do something else on a one-on-one situation just to continue to motivate our residents and keep them happy and healthy.
And one of the things that comes to mind, first of all, is for visitors, virtually impossible for them to actually come into the facility. And this, as you mentioned, part of what you do is you're kind of doing the end-of-life preparation for some of the individuals under your care. So those who want to be with their loved ones can't do so. That's got to be difficult from both perspectives, the fact you can't let them in. And I'm sure the staff isn't really happy with that either.
Well, and that's absolutely right. So when this first came down, it was... I want to say we made the decision at 1 o'clock to shut down at 3 o'clock. So we had folks that were planning on coming after work. And on day one, it was many of our family members understood. And you know, they watched the news, and they're fearful themselves. But it was difficult to share that message. And then from the staff perspective, their heart goes out to our residents because they don't like to see them lonely or sad. But, you know, thank goodness for social media because we're able to be creative. We're able to connect with families with messages, with showing them pictures and videos. Just one video I had just seen yesterday, it was really kind of nice. We expanded our health center, and we on a new wing, we had put a open-air balcony. So we were able to wheel some of our residents out, stay in a wheelchair, walk them out if they're able, and stand at the outside, because thankfully the weather's warmed up a bit and family is down below on the sidewalk. So, and those are really touching moments, and our staff really look forward to those because it can be difficult when you're kind of confined. So they get those brief moments. And then they're also able to connect with family members using their own phones. They're FaceTiming. These are just everyday nurses and CNAs that want to do what's best for for their residents, who are family to them too. And by connecting with their own phones, I think was a nice touch. So we invested in some iPads and were able to FaceTime families as much as possible.
Yeah, that's a very good idea, and kudos for coming up with that. Now, you mentioned people that are in your memory care unit, so we're talking not all exclusively, people that may have Alzheimer's or something similar, and by necessity, those are usually a little bit more hands-on because there's just more supervision needed to take care of those individuals. So how are you handling that?
Well, you know, it's still business as usual for the most part. Our memory unit is very small. It's only 18, and we're fortunate that a lot of those folks, it's at the assisted living level, so they're very active. It's just more of a memory impairment. So just continuing to redirect and to have smaller activities to keep time occupied. So rather than bringing in a speaker or a singer where we have everyone together, now it's we're able to redirect staff. So we have a pretty large activity staff that's now have to react differently. So we're able to redeploy them on a smaller group basis, like say maybe three or even one, where we're keeping our distance from everyone else. But they're all in one unit. So it is challenging, but we're able to still pull that off. I'm sure you've seen on the news pictures of families who are outside of windows waving. Excuse me. And we have that as well. We have families come and visit. And they look forward to that, and it's almost on a daily basis. We actually had an activity outside. This is kind of a unique story. We had someone from East Aurora come in with a therapy dog that just unannounced, and they didn't come in the building and said, I want to stand outside with my dog and have my dog do tricks or just, you know, play fetch with a Frisbee. So it turned into an activity. We were able to go to an area of the building where there was a lot of window space and we could spread people out and just spend a half hour watching a dog do backflips and catch a Frisbee. And you'd be surprised how something that simple can really make someone's day.
Bill, wanted to ask you about supplies. Are you having any problems getting in necessary food items or things like laundry service? How's that being done?
So some yes, some no. So from the dining services side, food and cleaning supplies, we've been okay. We haven't had much of a problem. We do a pretty nice job of stockpiling, and we had seen what was coming before there was an official lockdown, so we were able to kind of build up our storage a little bit. And because we have two restaurants on campus, now this is the independent side of campus, rather than offering eight choices, now our restaurants are shut down to takeout only, as you might expect, and we're offering fewer options. So that's able to kind of keep our supplies level. However, supplies with regards to the nursing side is a little more difficult. Masks are almost impossible to find, as I'm sure you've heard from other communities. We're always looking for gowns, other sanitizing supplies, but masks are really the big one right now. And keep in mind, we're very fortunate that we don't have a case at Fox Run. And in the South Towns, just geographically, there haven't been many, at least not official ones yet. So once that happens, I'm sure the protocol is going to change for us, and hopefully we can start getting more supplies, but masks are the big one. We have a... our accounting supervisor, Robin, has started making her own out of material and donated elastic, and she's been giving them to our health center staff. We're able to fit an official mask on the inside of them. So it's nice to see everyone come together, but yes, certain supplies are difficult to come by.
So we started off this interview, Bill, by asking you about how you're personally doing. What kind of changes have you had to make on the home front?
You know, it's... So I have my wife is a teacher, and I have two sons who are both in high school, and it's been a little crazy for them just to be cooped up at home. But they're staying put. It's almost, I don't want to call it self quarantining, but they're staying home trying to stay occupied. It's funny to see high school students disappointed that they're out of school work because they want more. You know, at home, I come home from work. I'm around a lot of people, so A lot of hand washing, a lot of cleaning, trying to disinfect where we can. Not having visitors come over, and I had a social gathering, I'll call it, last night via a live video. So that was kind of nice. So I didn't think it would be the greatest thing, but it actually felt like I was there with everyone. So we're taking those, isolating steps wherever we can.
Yeah, not a bad idea. Video conferencing for friends and also more dog videos. Anything involving dogs, Bill, I'm totally on board with that.
Great.
Well, Bill, appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and continue to do the good work that you do down there at Fox Run.
Well, thank you for having me, and have a great day.
You do the same. Bill Wodarczyk, CEO of Fox Run at Orchard Park.